October 31st, Halloween, and the hard deadline for the United Kingdom to finally leave the European Union. Or not. Deadline, schmedline. But it is the last day on the job for John Bercow, the Speaker of the House of Commons. His booming baritone has been the audible symbol of Britain's Parliament for 10 years. As the BBC's Sean Curran reports, when Bercow first got his job, his voice was a shadow of what it's become.
Order, order.
He'd probably been practicing in private for years, but that was the first time John Bercow called order in the House of Commons. MPs had just taken part in the first open election for a speaker.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the confidence that you have placed in me.
On that night in June 2009, Parliament's reputation was firmly in the doldrums following the expenses scandal. John Bercow offered himself as a clean break candidate. He was the youngest speaker in almost 200 years, something he said had lost him the vote of at least one senior Tory.
I asked if he'd back me today. Certainly not, Bercow. You're not just too young, you're far too young. Given that in my judgment, the speaker ought to be virtually senile.
That showmanship, simply showing off to his critics, was on display again just a few days ago when John Bercow imitated the late Tony Benn.
As somebody, a very long-serving member of this House, once said, sadly no longer with us, it's not about policies, it's about policies, it's not about personalities. It's not about personalities, it's about policies.
The Speaker had just ruled that Boris Johnson couldn't hold a meaningful vote on his Brexit deal. This led to the now regular accusations of bias that have dogged John Bercow for years. The Speaker has won a worldwide television and social media audience for his flowery language and his put-downs of MPs and ministers. Here he is, ticking off the Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove.
Don't gesticulate, don't rant, spare us the theatrics, behave yourself, be a good boy, young man, be a good boy.
Last year, John Bercow faced allegations of bullying, accusations he has strenuously denied. He faced calls to apologise after he was reported to have used the phrase stupid woman following a row with Andrea Leadsom about a government statement. John Bercow's reputation is a result of both his personality and his approach to parliamentary procedure. He promised to change the Commons.
Order, urgent question.
Urgent questions and emergency debates that were once as rare as snow in August are now a regular, almost daily feature. The question MPs will have to answer next week when they elect the 158th Speaker is what's next for the House of Commons.
The BBC's Sean Curran reporting from London.